9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows, you might just find your next favorite song.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Mark your calendars for an epic weekend of fun at Wolf Island Music Festival featuring Shad, Ken Yates, Georgia Harmer, Noble Rot, Rachel Bobbitt, Tiny Horse, Lake Porter, The Codas, Brody Christ, and DJ Dina. The fun happens at St. Margaret's Hall on Wolf Island August 7th and 8th. And you can get your tickets and festival passes now at flyingvconcerts.com.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On.
You're on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Well, I don't know where last week got to. However, it would appear we've got another one going, so let's enjoy it with this edition of Don Messer's Jubilee.
Messer played his violin, and up stepped Charlie Chamberlain, together with Mark Osborne vocally. From Halifax, Don Messer's Jubilee.
Morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. Yes, this here is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for today, I'd like to take us all back down to the good old Maritimes as we pay tribute to Don Messer and all his islanders. With that, sit back, relax, or just get those tap dancing shoes on as we pay tribute to the down east sounds of the legendary Don Messer here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. Welcome in, friends, and good morning.
Now Don and Charlie both have gone. Their memories will still live on like words and music of an old refrain. And someday in that promised land, we'll meet them once again and go dancing to the Islanders again.
Got my dance boots on, got my Sunday best, going to the barn dance tonight. Now girls keep going balance and swing them off their feet, dancing to the Islanders tonight.
He was, perhaps, the most famous New Brunswicker ever. At his heyday in the 60s, Don Messer had the number one television show in the country. It was bigger than Hockey Night in Canada. He was more popular than Pierre Trudeau.
Morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. Yes, this here is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. Welcoming y'all in to the first Sunday in August of 2026. With that mentioned, can you believe another month has passed already? Well, it sure has, and here we are on the 2nd of August. With that mentioned, I would like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios located in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of St. Lawrence Seaway, where this is recorded weekly. We can also be heard, yes, via CFRC 119 FM from the heart of the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Also being heard via World Wide Web at www.oshawarocks.com. That's from the heart of the Durham County of Ontario. Also heard through our YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With that mentioned, I would like to welcome y'all in and remember the legendary pride of the East Coast, Don Messer and all his islanders today. In a 3-hour tribute to Canada's pioneering fiddle king, Don Messer, who was born Donald Charles Frederick Messer on May 9, 1909 in Tweedside, New Brunswick, going on to become one of the most beloved pioneers in all music history in Canada. He sadly passed away at the age of 63 on March 26, 1973. However, during his time here, he would become one of the most beloved figures in all Canadian music. I'd also like to remind y'all that today we will also be joined on air with our good friend Scott Woods of the Scott Woods Band as we pay tribute to Don and, of course, Charlie and Marg. Let's open today's program with none other than a tribute song that Stompin' Tom wrote and recorded many years ago titled The Don Messer Story. We'll then follow with today's special guest, yes, Scott Woods, of course, and the Scott Woods Band and their version of the classic theme song of Don Messer's long-running television and radio show called The Barn Dance. I'd also like to dedicate this program in loving memory of all our friends down east who have passed away, but also in loving memory of my late granny, Marg, who often told me about listening to Don Messer when she was a girl back home in Grand River, Cape Breton Island, Nova Scotia. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. Happy listening here on the Way Back with Johnny Show. Good morning, friends.
He was born in old New Brunswick in the early part of May 1909. 6 years old, he played the fiddle at the barn dance on the old York County line. Every year, Don got better. He dreamed about that fortune down the track. Then he came down to St. John City, where he formed the old New Brunswick Lumberjacks. Don Messer played rings around the mountains. He played reels all across the plain. He played all that kind of music that has made the country proud to say his name. Soon his band would have a singer. Charlie Chamberlain would join the Messer fleet and travel to Prince Edward Island to play on radio for 12 bucks every week. On the air, right after supper, commencing in the year of 39, the man would say, "It's old Don Messer and the Islanders from down the Maritimes." Don Messer played rings around the mountains. He played reels all across the plain. He played all that kind of music that has made the country proud to say his name. Coast to coast with Don and Charlie, Duke Nielsen and Ray Simmons played it up. Warren McRae with Cease McCankern. Now the Islanders went touring to the top. How Charlie sang with Margaret Osborne, and Waldo made the old piano twang. For the Queen, they played in concert, and it was magic how Don Messer's fiddle rang. Don Messer played rings around the mountains. He played reels all across the plain. He played all that kind of music that has made the country proud to say his name. 17 years on television, from 1956 to 73, Don Messer made his mark forever, the fiddling king of country music history. Throughout the world, it's undisputed, Don Messer and the Islanders were tops. And away down east, beside the ocean, the kind of music they began will never stop. Don Messer played rings around the mountains. He played reels all across the plain. He played all that kind of music that has made the country proud to say his name. He has made the country proud to say his name.
Hello, my name's Don Tremain. I don't suppose that resonates with too many of the younger people in the audience today, but back in the Stone Age, 1959 to 1969, I was assigned to a musical program at CBC Halifax called Don Messer's Jubilee, one of the most popular shows the CBC ever produced. And if you'd like to get an idea of what it sounded like, I would like to introduce you to Scott Woods, championship fiddler and the Scott Woods Band.
Barn dance tonight. Got a date with my gal, the one I piano ringing. Going to the barn dance tonight. Take the Messer's fiddle, then you start right into play. Grab your gal and swing her and dance your cares away. Going to the barn dance tonight. Barn dance tonight. Now do-si-do and balance and swing them off their feet. Go into the barn dance tonight. A little drink of cider, how good it makes you feel. 8 or 9 and you will find the blisters on your heel. Grab your gal and squeeze her and listen to her squeal. Go into the barn dance tonight.
On your partner, corner the dress.
I'll join hands on the way to the west. Halfway around behind.
Good morning, friends and listeners, and welcome into this weekend's program dedicated to Don Messer. As we open up today's program with those two opening songs, I'd like to once again welcome you all back in and pay tribute now to some dear friends and family as we send out some special dedications. First of all, it's going to be a song going out to my beloved Mama Don, the Queen of My Heart. And of course, that is a song by the Queen of the Islands, as we have often referred to her as, Miss Marg Osborne, the First Lady of the Don Messer Islanders, and a classic called The Humming Song going out to Mama Don. We'll then follow with a song in loving memory of my late granny, who first introduced me to Don Messer's music many, many years ago when I was just a boy and a young lad. And it'll be Charlie Chamberlain and Marg Osborne in their classic called Rose Upon the Bible. And of course, Don and Charlie were the singers of the Don Messer group, and they did some amazing duets over the years. Then we'll follow with a song going out to Tom Wilson and Uncle Ray and anyone else who are fiddle fans out there today. It'll be Don Messer himself and his version of the 1937 classic, which is one of the songs that I could find that were from the early days of Don's career, and it's going to be called The Lamplighter's Hornpipe from 1937. That is almost 90 years ago. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in here on the Way Back with Johnny Show. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Here's a song my mother sang to me. It had the strangest little melody. She called it her little humming song, 'cause it would make you want to hum along. Every night when I would go to bed, she'd tuck me in and then she'd kiss my head. Then she'd sing this little lullaby until the Sandman came and closed my eyes. Then one night she wasn't there to hold my hand and to guide my prayer. I didn't have her song to comfort me. I wondered where she could be. I needed the smile on her happy face. I needed the warmth of her embrace. I was lost and I was alone. I searched all over, but she never came home. Then down from heaven came this melody. It was the song my mother sang to me. Now at last I knew I was safe. I'd always feel the warmth of her embrace. For every time I'd be singing the song, she'd be up there a-humming along. Mm-hmm.
mother loves so dear. And though the rose has faded, its message still is clear. All earthly things must perish, and loved ones pass away. But God's word lives forever to guide us day by day. Some sweet day I'll be with mother. Someday I'm going home. For the rose upon the Bible will lead me to God's throne. My mother placed it there the day before God called her to his blessed home up there. There's a rose upon the Bible that mother loves so dear. And though the rose has faded, its message still is clear. All earthly things must perish, and loved ones pass away. But God's word lives forever to guide us day by day. Some sweet day I'll be with mother. Someday I'm going home. For the rose upon the Bible will.
Thank you. track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Rogers Snow, son of country legend Hank Snow. By the way, you're listening to Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock.
But you stayed away too long. I'm through with you. Too bad you're blue. Keep moving on.
It's once again that time in the program. Take our weekly trip up into the mighty Ottawa Valley. Our first trip for August of 2026. With that mentioned, it is, of course, the Ottawa Valley and the valley we call our second home. With that, I'd like to send out a special song to some dear friends and family members out there in the Ottawa Valley. First of all, it's going to be a song going out to two friends of mine who are just like family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret, in Eganville, Ontario. For them today, it'll be a song by the man we remember as Mr. Ottawa Valley himself. Yes, Mac B. It'll be a classic called We'll Remember Don Messer's Jubilee. Then we'll follow with a song going out to Vic and Linda Mae Garbutt today in Arnprior. For them today, it'll be the songbird of the Ottawa Valley, Miss Gail Gavin, the queen of the Ottawa Valley. I often refer to her as well. And her Mac Beatty cover called Old Time Fiddler's Dream. Then we'll wrap up this set with a song by my good friend and radio buddy, Tom Wilson of Brockville, Ontario. It'll be a song going out to Tom today called The Old Time Fiddle Man. With that, I would like to dedicate this also in memory of Johnny Woods, who played fiddle for Tom Wilson many years ago and who this song was written about. With that, welcome and friends, good day to the Valley listeners up the Valley Way.
Got my dancing shoes on, got my Sunday best, heading to the bar dance tonight. Now do-si-do and balance, swing them off their feet, dancing to the outdoors tonight. Don Messer played his violin, and up stepped Charlie Chamberlain, together with Mark Osborne vocal lead. Well, the bucket dancers do-si-do, then up spoke John Tremaine, from Halifax, Don Messer's Jubilee. Scotia, country music land, Don Messer played his old-time violin. He rose to fame and made his name a legend in our land, along with singer Charlie Chamberlain. Now Don and Charlie both have gone, their memories will still live on, like words and music of an old refrain. And someday in that promised land we'll meet them once again and go dancing to the Islanders again. And we'll remember Don Messer's Jubilee and all the joy that they brought to you and me. When we hear the Oshalevi or a fiddle melody, then we'll remember Don Messer's Jubilee. Smile a while, you kiss me sad adieu. When we meet
Beside that river.
Hello,
This is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River is mine.
And well, yes, friends, it's once again that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our program this morning. In honor of Don Messer's tribute today, I'd like to welcome to the Wayback program a true friend of mine for many years now, who has also become a multi-time fiddle champion, an award-winning fiddler, and one of the true legends of fiddle music in many ways. Please allow me to welcome my good friend Scott Woods to our show this morning. In a part one of a three-part interview, following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic that Scott Woods recorded his version of on fiddle called Three Men on a White Horse. Now, this is a song that I also know that Don Messer had recorded his version of back in the early days of his career. With that, I would like to once again welcome to our Wayback program, in honor of Don Messer, a true keeper of the Don Messer and fiddle legend flame, Mr. Scott Woods of the Scott Woods Band. Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Hey, good. How are you, Johnny?
Very good. It's a pleasure to be talking to you, yes. How's things
Thanks
up there
me.
In Vergas today?
Oh, they're just great. We're kind of relaxing after our big fiddle country tour that went across Ontario, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. And we're trying to get caught up, and we're hitting the road again with our Christmas show, Ho 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 Down.
Yes.
And so great. We're in the process of transitioning from the Fiddle Country show to the Christmas one and starting rehearsals and getting all the stuff ready to go.
And in this heat, too.
Absolutely. It's always crazy because we start singing like Oh Holy Night and Silent Night, Jingle Bells in July, usually when it's really hot.
And even Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow when you're wishing it is snowing.
Exactly.
So let's go back. You're born into a musical family, I understand.
That's right. I'm the youngest of four. And so when I was born, my brother and my two sisters were already playing violin and piano. Of course, my dad was a fiddler. And so, you know, he played classical, well, he studied classical violin music when he was young, which was pretty rare. Dad was born in 32, so as a young, I don't know, he was maybe 7 or 8 when he started.
Okay.
It was pretty rare to have a violin and a legit music teacher of any kind back in those days in the small rural community of Fergus where we live.
Of course, yes.
So Dad studied violin. His dad played fiddle tunes, and that's how he learned to play fiddle tunes then. And he formed a band when he was 12. And started playing old-time dances. And my mom joined the band as a teenager in 1956.
Okay, yes.
And that's how Mom and Dad met, because my mom's grandfather was quite a well-known fiddler in the area.
Yeah.
And so it kind of, I guess it was natural because it came from both sides of
The family,
mom's
and
side,
down
dad's
to you.
Side, both.
Exactly, yeah. Yes.
And then when I was, I guess, 4, I started to study violin, classical violin lessons too, and shortly after piano, and as a reward for practicing all that technique, scales, and studies, you know, and it was stuff that's as a 4 or 5 year old is kind of boring.
Yes.
But as a reward for practicing that stuff, Dad would teach us all fiddle tunes.
Oh wow!
In the style of Don Messer, jigs,
exactly.
And reels, and
yeah.
Waltzes, and that's why we all kept going. And Dad knew, and Mom too, because she had studied classical piano, that the technique that you learned from all of those exercises, studies, etudes, and scales, arpeggios, and all of that stuff, that's the foundation that you needed to be a good player. And then they didn't care what we played after that.
Okay,
but,
I see.
But we all wanted to play fiddle tunes, because that's what Dad played. So, you know, we all joined the family band and played old-time dances, and concerts, and different shows, and you name it, over the years, we played everything. So.
Yes, yes. And you also, you took over the family band, I understand.
Yeah, so I played fiddle, and eventually I played drums with the family band a lot. Because
oh, did you?
Played,
yes.
Yeah, we played a lot of dances, and my dad loved to play the saxophone, and he loved big band music. So
oh,
for
nice.
A long time, we played a lot of swing and big band music, and I was playing drums. And I also played saxophone sometimes, too, but my brother and my sister were more advanced in saxophone, so I generally stayed on drums, and then when we would switch and maybe play a country song, I would come up front and play fiddle. Okay. And my brother might play drums, or somebody else in the band that played something would switch. We all learned many instruments.
Of course.
And then I guess about the mid-1980s, Dad kind of started pushing me to kind of front the band, and he started booking a lot of shows just with my mom and I. We'd do banquets and after-dinner entertainment, you know, half an hour, 40 minutes of, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, some kind of a gathering that weren't necessarily a fiddle crowd. It wasn't a dance. It was just entertain these folks.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I learned how to tell jokes and play a real variety of music. We did a lot of those kinds of things. And so we played classical and jazz and pop and movie music and
country,
whatever was
and
popular
everything.
At the day. And, right. and some country and lots of fiddle tunes, of
nice.
Course, as well. And
yeah.
and by the mid-80s, we were starting to book a lot of shows as the Scott Woods Band then.
Of course. Yeah.
And we kind of still played some old-time dances as the Scott Woods Band, and we played mostly country music then. We didn't book the... If it was the big band, it was the Merv Woods Orchestra, and if it was country music, it was the Scott Woods Band.
I see.
That's how we kind of differentiated the two bands, so that people knew what they were coming to. If it was Merv Woods Orchestra, they knew it was going to be Glenn Miller and, you know, Guylen Barre, that kind of music.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of the transition, and Dad remained, of course, very involved with all of our music as our manager and sound man, and he was the guy that still was kind of organizing all of it, but he left the music to me. I chose the tunes and put the set lists in order and told jokes and learned how to tell jokes.
Much like you're doing today, like still on the road. Yes, amazing.
Yeah, it was a great upbringing, and I was really fortunate to have that experience.
For sure.
And you learn, like you're playing an old-time dance, and you play a waltz, and it's too slow, and folks don't dance to it. Dad would come up and say, it's too slow.
You learn how to play the room.
Yes,
exactly. Yes.
And then you play a tune and they all fill the floor and you say, that's tempo
the
I need.
Key. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is it. Now, you're no stranger to the Don Messer story, having performed the Don Messer tribute show back in the early days of your career.
That's right. I was very fortunate. I met a lady named Barb Martin in 1998. Early in 1998.
Yes.
I played a show at the Wingham Town Hall Theater, and on the bill, the same show, was a guy named Tommy Leadbeater from New Waterford, Cape Breton Island.
Okay.
And Tommy was a great singer and a great entertainer. He was really funny and just a fabulous singer. And his manager happened to be this lady, Barb Martin. And she was sitting at the back of the theater with my dad, and they were selling each CDs. Dad was selling mine and she was selling Tommy's.
Yes.
And she got talking to my dad, and about a week later, after the show that we had played, Barb called my dad and said, I run this show called Memories of Don Messer's Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I need a piano player. Graham Townsend was fiddle player for the show, of course.
Of course, yes.
And he had started that show with Barb in 1995 as a one-off. It was the 50th anniversary of the end of World War II.
Okay, yes.
Don Messer's Jubilee had been broadcast on shortwave radio to the troops overseas as just a tiny little piece, a 15-minute broadcast, a tiny piece of home.
Exactly.
For the troops.
Yes.
And so because of that, and by the way, that was the only non-news broadcast ever.
Oh, is that right?
Troops.
Yes.
Yes.
Amazing.
That was the only one. It was always just information news, but that's all. And then Don Messer's Jubilee came on as a 15-minute radio program that they broadcast. And that was a little piece of home when the guys could feel like they were back home.
Exactly.
In Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a 50th anniversary of the end of World War II, then Don Messer's Jubilee was the chosen show to recreate as a tribute to that milestone. So Graham Townsend and Bart Martin put this show together, and they had a huge cast, and they ran the show through the Maritimes in big arenas
Nice.
And they had lots of sponsorships, big buses, and you name it. they had all the production, and it was such a huge success, they decided to continue it, and it ran a couple more years. And by 1998, that's how I was able to get involved. So
yes,
getting back to my story,
mm-hmm.
Barb says, I need a piano player for this show. It's running in the fall of 1998. So my dad said, well, you know, what do you need? She said, well, I need a piano player who can play fiddle tunes, but who can also play the songs that Charlie and Marg would have sang.
Okay, yes.
And mm-hmm. she said, Graham Townsend said that Carolyn Woods is the best piano player out there for that job.
And that was your mother?
That was my mom.
Nice.
So my mom got hired first, actually.
Okay.
And then about a week later, Barb called back, and she said, I'm in a predicament because it's Graham Townsend had cancer.
Yes.
And he was quite sick in 98. In fact, he died later in 98. But she said, I need an understudy. I need somebody to learn the show, write the charts, lead the rehearsals,
mm-hmm.
And do all of the stuff. I don't want Graham to do any of that. And fingers crossed, he will be able to still perform on the stage. But if for some reason he is not having a good day, then I need somebody to jump right in and carry on. The shows are sold out, and
you need
the audience
that.
Is
exactly.
expecting a show.
Exactly.
So I overhear my dad talking to Barb about this, and
mm-hmm.
she says, I can't hire Scott just to be an understudy. He's got to do something else. I need him to be a stage manager.
Yes.
And I'm in the background shaking my head saying, no, I don't know what that is. I don't know how to be a stage manager. I'm not doing that. And my dad, for whatever reason, ignored me and just said, yes, I'll talk to Scott, but I'm sure he'll be quite delighted to do that.
Yes. As dads are prone to do, yes.
So in 1998, I went on tour with the Don Messer Show as the stage manager / understudy.
Okay.
For Graham Townsend. And I did. I wrote the charts for all of the tunes, and I rehearsed the band. I played the fiddle parts at all the rehearsals and sound checks, and then Graham just walked on the stage, and he played like a million bucks. He was absolutely on fire. And we had Don Tremain was the original announcer from the CBC.
Yeah.
He was on the road with us. And nice. Vic Mullen, the banjo player who was on Don Messer's Jubilee,
okay.
his wife Joan was playing the upright bass. And we had, I think, 8 Russian dancers from the Russian Ballet who were paying tribute to the Bukta dancers.
Exactly.
It was just a lot of fun. We played a lot of big theaters.
Sounds like it, yes.
And that's how I got on. And unfortunately, about 3 weeks after that tour finished, Graham passed away.
Exactly, yes.
And we were all playing at his funeral. And so then Barb called and said, I guess the show was quite popular. I'd like to continue, but I would like Scott to take over the role as band leader and
mm-hmm.
play the part of Don Messer. So
okay.
from then on, I traveled with that show until 2005, I guess. When the show was kind of winding down, and Barbara suggested that I go out on my own and do my own show, and so she kind of pushed me out of the nest. It was a little bit of an interesting story how that all happened, but in the end, we remained very good friends, and she actually had cancer herself and died in 2007.
Oh, I'm
sorry
to hear
that. She
did
a few more shows after without me. She had Mark Sullivan sit in and play, and the show in 2005 was actually Lindsay Beckett, and she had Julie Fitzgerald also playing on that show.
Okay.
And she did a great job keeping that show going as long as she could. But she was sick. Barb was very sick. And I don't think anybody else knew it. But we had lots of discussions after. And Barb was a retired human resource manager from Air Canada and was basically running the Toronto airport for Air Canada when she retired.
She
was a very, very intelligent lady. And her husband, Bud, was one of the top executives at Nielsen's Dairy in Toronto.
So big time people, exactly.
Yeah, they were very, very intelligent and very. They never had kids, and this show was kind of her baby, and she loved it. And I was so fortunate to work with Barb. Barb had a feminine touch to the show. She would look at things and say, "Oh, that thing in the corner, whatever that is on the stage, I don't like that. We got to cover that up. It's distracting.
I see. So she had an eye for
that. So we started carrying some black drapes that we could, or cloths that we could put over things that,
I see.
You know, were a part of a set for another show or something that we could cover up and make the show look professional, and costume changes throughout the show. She loved that.
Okay. And
those are things that I've picked up on my own show.
Yes, you sure have. Yes, exactly. I was going to say, you're much keeping the style of her show, but also Don Messer's own show on the road today, too.
Well, we try. We very much try to keep the variety.
Exactly.
And the lightheartedness of the music, and I like to have a serious moment a few times through the show.
Of course,
but
yes.
For the most part, fiddle tunes, jigs and reels, they're happy, they're fun, and they're melodic. And I think that's what some of the young fiddlers are lacking today. They don't play tunes that are melodic, that people can
They're
catch.
More serious, exactly.
They're repetitive and they're aggressive. And it's great, and in a bar, a pub setting,
yes,
that kind of stuff
yes.
is... Mm-hmm. goes over, but for the general audience sitting in a theater, a soft seat theater, listening to music, they want something that they can hum and whistle and go home, and that tune is stuck in their head.
That's right.
And even if they don't know the tune, that's what old time is. Graham Townsend described it as old time melodies.
Exactly. This is it. Yeah. For sure. Howdy, friends, listeners. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. And I'd like to invite y'all, my listeners, to write yours truly, Johnny Woodlock, as well as Simbush and also Little Gunny. Here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios. Have you ever had a thought or a message for us about this program you hear weekly? If so, we would love to hear from you. So write to us at our email address at waybackwoodlock@gmail.com, and we'll be sure to write you back. In the meantime, back to the show, friends, and happy listening.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
Now, friends, following that interview with our good friend Scott Woods of the Scott Wood Band, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny program, and it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the collection of vinyl. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door to the Way Back with Johnny's vinyl blast from Vinyl Past. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, it's once again time to turn back the years to the golden era of Canadian country music. Here today, first I would like to dedicate this song to all those who grew up listening to Don and Charlie and, of course, Marg Osborne. And it's going to be a single that I have obtained over the years called A Tribute to Marg Osborne and Don Messer. And from this, it's going to be a song that was recorded by an R. Thompson. Little is known about R. Thompson except for that he did do this tribute song, and I have obtained this 45 single from my good friend Tom Wilson of Brockville, so we'll also dedicate it to Tom today. And here's that old time classic tribute to Don and, of course, Marg Osborne, and who can forget Charlie Chamberlain.
In the living room of my grandmother's house, where my father spent his childhood days, sat a grandfather's clock, a piano and stool, and a couch and chair facing the TV. And my grandma made a point in the late years of life of watching Don Messer every Saturday night. It seems the old tunes brought back memories of younger days long left behind. And Marg and Charlie, they sang. The accordions and the fiddles and the gut bass, they rang. And the polka dancers go round and round to the beat of an old Downy song. House would grow quiet, approaching the hour that Grandma's show was coming on. And she used to sit back with a smile of contentment and concentrate on each and every song. Don Cameron would come out with a word and a bow, and he'd introduce all of her friends. And they'd play the old-time waltzes, chatiches and reels, and Don Messer would smile all the time. And Marg and Charlie, they sang. The accordions and the fiddles and the gut bass, they rang. And the polka dancers go round and round to the beat of an old Downy song. Now they're all gone. The cold house seems empty, and Grandma just waits by the fire. Her one night a week has been taken away, and she gets older with each passing hour. And Marg and Charlie, they sang. The accordions and the fiddles and the gut bass, they rang. And the polka dancers go round and round to the beat of an old Downy song. To the beat of an old Downy song.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we are coming up on the end of the first hour of the Way Back with Johnny show on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. As we send us into the second hour of today's program for this week, I have a collection of sacred songs inspired by fiddle music and, of course, the Don Messer Islanders. First will be Marg Osborne in a solo song called The Family Bible, and then we will send us into the top of the second hour with none other than Scott Woods and his band, and Life's Mountain Railway. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in, and I do hope y'all enjoy these classic gospel-inspired songs, but also I hope y'all stick around for two more hours of great classic country. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
There's a family Bible on the table, its pages worn and hard to read, but the family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memory. At the end of day, when work was over, and when the evening chores were done, Dad would read to us from the family Bible. One by one. started singing. Rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. This old world of ours is full of trouble. This old world of ours would oh so better be if there were more Bibles on the table and mothers singing. Rock of ages, cleft for me. I can see us sitting round the table, and from the family Bible, Dad would read. I can softly singing, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me.
Like a mountain railroad with an engine that's brave. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curves of hills and tunnels, never falter, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eyes on the rail. Blessed Savior, thou will guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. As you roll the trestle spanning Jordan's swelling tide, you behold the Union Depot into which your train will ride. There you'll meet the superintendent, God the Father, God the Son, with a hearty joyous greeting. Weary pilgrims welcome. Blessed Savior, thou will guide us till we reach that blissful shore.